What's going on, everyone? Zach Patra with the NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated, part of the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. We're here on another beautiful Tuesday to talk about the latest Mock Draft Monday that dropped on si.com/NFL/draft. You can check that out on the website now for the full draft. But we are going to focus on five prospects that I've been wanting to talk about. Now, the show is titled The Receivers Dominate the First Round. So what kind of a show would it be if we didn't talk about a number of receivers that went in the first round into those teams? I know that fantasy people will love this conversation, and they should. I say should because no one completely likes a mock draft. I think we all figured that out. But I do think that the wide receivers that we're going to talk about and their landing spots, people are going to like these guys quite a bit and their landing spots and where they went. I think these are good fits. But we're also going to talk about some trench guys, two trench guys and three wide receivers. But first of all, how about the weekend that was of football? I mean, two of the best games that I think that you could say that we have seen in history of NFL playoff games. The Bills and the Chiefs going to overtime, and the Chiefs, of course, coming back and winning in the final seconds and in overtime, eventually in overtime, but in the final seconds, tying it up, sending the game to overtime, and winning it on the back of Mahomes, who, oh my goodness, man, the greatness that he is already in his career. But also Josh Allen. I mean, come on, man. That game he played was phenomenal. And then before that, I mean, the Rams and the 49ers, they play this weekend here. That should be a pretty solid game. But the Rams and the Buccaneers just getting blown out. Tom Brady getting blown out on his home turf, bringing his team back and almost completing the comeback. But, of course, we all saw Stafford and the big bomb to Cup setting up that game-winning field goal. Do you think the Cowboys fans were taking notes of how to, not Cowboys fans, but Cowboys in general, taking notes on how to get down the field, clock the ball, and also Kelce catching that ball and getting down, calling timeout right away, setting up the game time field goal. Just great football all around. We were truly blessed with a phenomenal weekend of playoff football, but we are here to talk about the NFL draft. But before we do, get in that comment section for me. Let me know what you guys think of these five picks. Go check out the website, si.com/NFL/draft. Go find that mock draft. You can go to the latest news section or the mock draft section, and you can find the latest mock draft. And let me know what you think of the picks, who your favorite team selected. Get in that comment section. Let's have a conversation about it. I want to talk about it. I really like this mock draft. I thought it was a lot of fun, especially considering the fact that a lot of the top, you know, what is it, 1 through 25 or something like that? I can't do math off the top of my head right now, but those picks are solidified in the first round. We only have four teams left to figure out where they're going to be picking in the first round. So we kind of get to see where a lot of these players could be falling. So let me know what you thought about your favorite team. Maybe some fantasy value here with the skill positions. What you think of where those guys went and what you think their fantasy value would be. Maybe we could talk about that a little bit, and also leave the show a 5-star rating. I think we got a lot of shows going on around here. I love doing this mock draft show every Tuesday with you. I love putting out the mock drafts on Monday for you guys. But we also have a lot of great Debbie fantasy football shows, Dynasty fantasy football shows, the Prospect Profits, a lot of great stuff going on at the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. Please check those out as well. While you're watching this show or listening to the show, make sure you check those out for the rest of the week. But let's get right into it here. Here's the five guys we're going to be talking about. Now, the Detroit Lions picking number two. They also have another first round pick later on here. They got the Rams first round pick at the end of the first round here, but the Lions select Kayvon Thibodeau. So we're going to talk about him. The Giants at number seven, we're going to talk about who they pick, because I want to talk about this, because the last mock draft I did some trades, and we talked about in the last show. So go check that out from last week. But they select Tyler Linderbaum, the center from Iowa. I really want to get into that pick there because I think that's a phenomenal fit. And then at 16, with the Indianapolis Colts pick, the Eagles are selecting Treylon Burks. Here's where we get into the wide receivers. And then at 22, the Raiders selecting Jameson Williams, the Alabama receiver. And then the Dolphins at 30, the 49ers pick, select George Pickens out of Georgia. So we're going to get into these. We're going to go in numerical order, just how I spoke about them there. So let's get into Kayvon Thibodeau. And I know we talked a little bit about him before, and I know he's been talked about throughout the season because this guy has been widely considered as the number one overall pick going into the year. But I think, you know, there has been some guys that have jumped up. Kayvon is still a top selection in the NFL draft. There's no doubt about it. But we're going to get into him a little bit because I think the Lions could use a guy like him. Obviously, every NFL team could use a guy like Kayvon Thibodeau. There's just so much that he does extremely well. Each draft class, you know, they all have these top-tier guys. You know, you look back at like a guy like Jadeveon Clowney coming out, he was, you know, widely considered as the first overall pick as well. You can kind of look at Kayvon Thibodeau the same way here because there's this guy, man, really what can't he do? Just the excellent burst and change of direction skills that he has, the flexibility, his first step is phenomenal. He gets to the offensive lineman's chest and can control reps extremely quickly. He was an All-American. I love the way he just initiates contact with power, and he's got great speed. The vision and patience he has in his pass rush, his ability to play as a run defender. There's a lot of things that he can do well that I think that the Lions are going to need going forward. Now, we saw the Lions took, you know, positive steps towards the end of the year, getting some wins. I think that Dan Campbell preached getting a different culture, getting a better culture in Detroit. I think you started to see that early on or later on in the year, where early on they were still trying to figure it out a little bit. I think adding a stud elite type of player that Kayvon Thibodeau can be in it when he starts developing even more than he already has. I think that's a guy that you really want to start building a defense around. And I think Kayvon Thibodeau is the guy that you want to select here. If you're looking at who to pick for the Detroit Lions, you know, you saw Amon-Ra St. Brown on offense really pick it up. I think Jared Goff, you know, I think you got to ride him out another year. Let's see what he does in year two under this system, under this new regime, coming over from the Rams, first year with the Lions this year. I think you kind of let that ride out. I think the offensive line is solid. Getting Penei Sewell last year in the NFL draft, I think was the smart move. Being a Vikings fan, I didn't like seeing them draft Sewell because I liked him a lot. So that was a great pick there. And then Frank Ragnow, you got a very solid offensive line grouping there. DeAndre Swift, if he can stay healthy, you have a very good running back. So you have a good group of offensive weapons. You have a good offensive line. Let's get defense to really solidify this team, make them, you know, bring them to another level here. So I think Kayvon Thibodeau is the way to go for the Lions here. I liked it. Again, let's hop in the comments section. Let me know what you think of Kayvon Thibodeau to the Lions. And we're going to talk about the next pick here. Again, we're going to stick with the trenches. We talked about the Giants selecting Tyler Linderbaum, the Iowa center. Now, I had – so last week we talked about the Giants trading up, going and getting a quarterback to replace Daniel Jones. You're going to have – a new head coach, a new GM, you know, it's going to be a full new coaching staff there. So I kind of think that maybe the Giants having two picks, maybe they go up and try to get a quarterback. Maybe they wait for a quarterback. Who knows? We're not going to know, but there's a lot of scenarios that we could try to figure out, try to play out here, which is why I had a little bit of fun with that last week. So I know I got eaten up a little bit in the comments section last week about it, but I thought it was fun. But we kept them keeping their first two picks in the first round here. Let's talk about that number 7 pick, Tyler Linderbaum from Iowa. Great player. He's easily the best interior offensive lineman, the best center in this draft class. He's got great power. Great strength, great anchor, great smooth footwork in his lower half technique, his hand placement, all the above. There's a lot that he does extremely well when you look at his technique. He's one of those guys that I think you can look at this offensive line for the Giants and you can plug him in day one, and he's going to be a factor in the run game, in the passing game. Just his strength and his technique and his hands and that lower body strength is phenomenal. I love what he does when you look at offensive line play. I think he's going to add great protection for Daniel Jones or whatever quarterback is there for the Giants. I think he's going to be a guy that can open up running lanes for Saquon Barkley, or, you know, say maybe they do trade him, as people have projected in the future. Who knows? We don't know. But right now, Barkley is their running back. So I think he's going to be a great factor in opening up running lanes for Barkley, for the running backs, and add protection for Daniel Jones or whatever quarterback is there. So Tyler Linderbaum, fantastic player. I know Giants fans love this pick. I know Giants fans have really wanted a guy like Tyler Linderbaum on their team here. So I went with it. I gave the Giants fans what they wanted here. So I hope you guys are happy about this pick and don't eat me alive too much. But next week it might be a different story. I'll probably try to spice it up again for you guys, but you'll have to wait for next week to see. Again, if you want to check out the rest of this mock draft, it's on si.com/NFL/draft. You know what the fun part is too? I like doing these mock drafts, and I link all these scouting reports because we have 500 plus scouting reports and even more coming up. I mean, shoot, man, we might get near the thousands before it's all said and done here. We got a few months to the NFL draft coming at the end of April here. We're still rocking and rolling those scouting reports out. So make sure you go check out those scouting reports. Click those links and make sure you're reading more about these guys, because I'm only getting into it a little bit with you. I want you guys to head over there and check it out. There's a lot of fun stuff. We got rankings. We got scouting reports. We got all the latest news coming around the draft. And this week we got our guy, our founder, Rick Saratella, our other, you know, our head scout, our one of our main men over there, Lorenz Lineweber. We got him flying over. We got him flown over from Jersey out of Pasadena, California, at the NFLPA Bowl. Lots of great stuff coming this week. So make sure you guys stay tuned into si.com/NFL/draft. Make sure you go over and follow NFL Draft Bible on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. All this stuff is going to be dropping on all of our social medias here. So make sure you're checking those out. But let's get back to the mock draft here. We're going to start talking about some wide receivers. We talked about the three wide receivers earlier in the show, so we're going to get into them right now. And the first one we're going to talk about is Treylon Burks, who the Eagles selected. Was it at number 16? Now I'm forgetting where we selected him, but the Eagles took him with the Indianapolis pick at number 16 here. The wide receiver, Treylon Burks, the Arkansas product, he's our top wide receiver on the board. He's not just our, he's my top wide receiver on the board as well. I love Treylon Burks a lot. I think this guy is a phenomenal player. I think he's, I don't want to say easily the best wide receiver in this class, just because the other receivers do a lot of great things as well. But when you look at what the Eagles need, they drafted Jalen Reagor, Devonta Smith. You know, these are guys that aren't the biggest receivers, right? They're not the big type of physical presence type of wide receivers. So I think they need someone like that. So Treylon Burks brings that. He's 6'2", 6'3", somewhere around there, 230 some pounds. It's a guy that just brings a physical presence to the receiver position. He's a vertical chess piece in an offense. I think he's going to be one of those guys that you can run deep. You can put him in the slot. You can put him outside. Wherever you want to put him, this guy is going to be able to play. He was used primarily as that F receiver in the slot at Arkansas, but I think this is a guy that you could put on the outside and bring a physical presence, run him deep, take a defense over the top, let him play physical at the catch point, because that's what he does extremely well. I love his burst out of his release. He catches the ball very naturally. You don't see him being a guy that just dances around. He knows what he wants and he goes and does it. I love that about him, and just the physicality at the catch point, the ability to run different types of routes. He varies his release a lot at the line of scrimmage. I think this is a guy that the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, especially, because there's always been, ever since Jalen Hurts has come into the league, there's been question marks about the willingness for the Eagles to commit to Jalen Hurts. And I know Eagles fans, it seems like they like him a lot, and it seems like they want to keep Jalen Hurts and really build around him. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to build around him, give him another receiver in the first round. You got Treylon Burks now. You got Devonta Smith. You got Dallas Goedert. You got Kenny Gainwell. There's a lot of weapons there and a pretty decent offensive line. I know the offensive line is getting a little bit on the older side of the hill here, but I think there's enough there that let's build around Jalen Hurts. Let's get him some offensive weapons. You got three first round picks in Philly. I think one of those should be used on a receiver. I think Treylon Burks is the guy. Now we're going to jump to pick 22 with the Las Vegas Raiders here. I like this pick a lot. And it's one of those where you need to fill a hole that you lost. Now, We all heard the news about Henry Ruggs. I'm not going to get into it. It's a terrible situation. But now you're taking Jameson Williams from Alabama, where Henry Ruggs came from, and they are both extremely, extremely fast. So you're filling the hole that you lost with a player that can bring that type of speed. And Jameson Williams, this is a guy who came from Ohio State, comes to Alabama, and now we're all talking about John Mechie, being the top guy at Alabama. But Jameson Williams really became that top weapon in Alabama, and it was fun to see that type of progression that he has, that he had. You're looking at a guy who's not a short guy. You know, he's 6'2", but he's about buck 90, buck 95, somewhere around there. The dude has wheels. He's got wheels. This is a 4.3 guy. Now, we're going to be talking about this torn ACL that he unfortunately suffered for quite some time. Can he be a guy that comes in, rehabs, gets ready to go by the start of the season? I hope so. You know, I want to see him there. Obviously, you never want to see a top tier talent like this go down, or anyone go down, for that matter. You don't want to see something like that happen to anyone. So I hope he can return, but there might be a little bit of a learning curve early on to start the career for Jameson Williams here. But I think it's a great pick for Las Vegas, because I think Derek Carr is your guy. I know there's some concerns with the new coaches coming in and whatnot, but I think Derek Carr is your guy. I think he's a very solid quarterback. Let's continue to build around him, get him some more weapons. You still got Bryan Edwards there. You still got other receivers there. I think the offensive line is fine. I think you probably could use some more pieces to build around them. But I want to get Derek Carr another playmaker. Get him a guy who is explosive, who catches the ball naturally, who has tremendous speed, great in and out of his cuts and his breaks, and great at the top of his stem. I think there's some things to work on there. Obviously, like I said, the ACL tear is a bit concerning, but with modern medicine, with how we've handled these other torn ACLs by other players, I'm not as concerned about that as I would be in the past. So let's get Derek Carr another guy here. I love this pick, Jameson Williams. I think, I talked about early in the show, fantasy value wise, I think this is a great spot for him. Because, I know we all valued Henry Ruggs extremely high, and as we should, there was a lot of talent coming out of Bama and whatnot. But I think he can fill that role that Henry Ruggs left behind. And again, it was an unfortunate situation, so I don't want to get too much into it there. But Jameson Williams to the Raiders at 22. Let's get in to our final pick that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Miami Dolphins with the selection from the 49ers here. They pick at 30. For now, we'll see where it all is when it's all said and done. Once this weekend is over, maybe once the Super Bowl is over, maybe the 49ers head to the Super Bowl and they're picking 31 or 32. But anyway, George Pickens, the wide receiver out of Georgia, again, he was another guy that tore his ACL, but he comes back later on in the year and helps Georgia win a national championship. And again, just to reiterate it, torn ACLs, they're not a career-ending deal no more. Okay. Now, you look at George Pickens, he's 6'2", 6'3", 200 and some pounds, a very competitive type of receiver. He's got a great frame, great length, strong hands, plays physical at the catch point. A lot of things that he does really well. He's smooth and sudden, gets out the line of scrimmage very quickly and varies his release, just like I've talked about with Treylon Burks. He's great when he's getting vertical. I love his ability to get off of press coverage, his physicality in his route running, in his release, at the catch point, all the above. George Pickens does it extremely well. And again, you're looking at the Dolphins team who just selected Jalen Waddle last year in the 2021 NFL draft. Great pick. One of the best wide receivers, one of the best young receivers in the NFL now. He's not the biggest guy, though. So let's get you a big dude to go to pair with Jalen Waddle for Tua Tagovailoa to throw to. I think you continue to build around Tua, who really showed improvement later on in the year. Now, Brian Flores isn't there no more. You're going to have a new coaching staff come in here. And who knows what happens there. But, I think they should stick with Tua. I think they should build around those offensive weapons here. You got Jalen Waddle. You got you got Tua, you got a, you know, we got, you know, let's build up this offensive line as well, but you can do that throughout the draft here. I like the pick, George Pickens. I think this adds a lot of value to the Dolphins, who again, shown a lot of promise, almost made it to the playoffs this year, had a very strong back half of the stretch here of the season. I like this pick a ton, and picking at 30 and grabbing a guy like George Pickens, I think does wonders for your team. But go check out the rest of the mock draft. You're going to view the rest of the all 32 first round picks. And again, those first round picks are almost solidified. We only have, well, we got three more weeks, including the Pro Bowl, but we only have two more weeks of, you know, really good NFL play here. So we're going to have a finalized first round. We're going to have a finalized full draft. We're going to be going through these every single Tuesday. But make sure you tune in si.com/NFL/draft every single Monday morning. When you wake up, flip that phone open, get to the website, and make sure you check out the top of the page. You're going to have the mock draft to view. And then on Tuesday, make sure you come back, listen to the show. We're going to be talking about five of those picks. And if we get more time, we might talk about a few more. But going through these five picks, I really enjoy doing this. It gives you guys a little bit of a sense of where these guys are starting to fall in the draft with these picks getting solidified here. So make sure you're tuning in every Tuesday morning. We're going to have this up Monday morning. si.com/NFL/draft. We're going to have the mock draft up again the rest of the week. Make sure you're checking out every show, the Debbie Dynasty and the rest of the draft shows. All great stuff going up. The NFL PA Bowl is underway this week. We got the measurements up online. A lot of great talent out there this year. And we're going to be having practice recaps. We got the weigh-in recap. We got all the great stuff going on for the NFL PA Bowl. We also are going to have Rick Saratella on location at the Shrine Bowl in Vegas. Coming up soon. And then myself, Lorenz, we got a ton of the crew going down to the Senior Bowl in Mobile. I'm sure I'll see a few of you down there. We'll be covering the Senior Bowl like no other, just like we do every other day of the week here. So make sure you tune in to the website again, si.com/NFL/draft. Make sure you check out this show again next week. We're going to be talking about another mock draft. Let's enjoy another week of NFL draft coverage. Let's enjoy another weekend of playoff football. And let's get ready to roll before you know it. April's going to be here, and we're going to be talking about the 2023 draft class, which, by the way, before I go, we have a top 100 2023 up on the website there. So make sure you go check that out. And that's going to do it for the show today. I'm excited to talk about the next mock draft next week. You guys have a great week. We'll see you all next time.